What an incredible privilege it is for this woman to come and impart her heart when she has been in the trenches, in the vineyard for so many years. And she has, I'm enjoying just as we spend some time together over these days, just reflecting back to her, all the different ways that she has really mentored me, even when she didn't know she was mentoring me and imparted things to me. And, you know, I remember even years and years ago, when I first saw Eleanor speak and I saw Jesus just oozing out of her, I thought, that's the kind of woman, that's who I want to be in God's kingdom, the freedom, the confidence to just be who God made her to be and just to give it all away freely. And so we are just in for such a rich, rich treat, and I couldn't be more delighted to share her with you. So Eleanor, would you come on up and give Eleanor a really warm welcome. She really does quite well at tolerating us Americans. When Eleanor sends you an email, you actually have to get ministry before you respond because you just don't want to sound like a stupid American. Because her emails are just eloquent, and she's so well written and read, and she has art history. She's an expert on art. You know, people, her children are texting her and asking her about art. That's what this family does. I mean, it's who does that, you know, unless you're British, right?
Gosh.
And look at her. Is she darling or what? In this purple polka dotted. She matches our flowers.
I know. I match.
You should stand by them and do a selfie, Eleanor. Yes.
It's see.
Oh, so well, silly. I can't wait for you to see how much fun she has just playing in God's kingdom. So, Father, I thank you. I welcome you. I say yes and amen over Eleanor and her life and her heart and all the trenches that she's been in. And we just surrender to her teaching, to sit under her teaching, to sit under this woman and the magnificent things that you've done and the way they pour through her to us. We just say yes, Lord. We open up our spirit in the name of Jesus. We welcome you. I ask you just put power on her words and that the truth would set us free.
Amen.
As women. We love you. We worship you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, have fun,
thank
girlfriend.
You. Thank you, thank you. You're so generous. I mean, she's extraordinary. You are large-hearted, open-handed, and amazing. And I am thrilled to be here. I want to put everything upside down, and I want to invite the Spirit of God to come right now because there's stuff going on here that we want to catch before we go on to talk. So Lord, would you come? Holy Spirit, come. And I was just aware in those last few minutes made me want to change everything because I felt the Lord was saying that we sang that song about burdens being lifted and about tears of healing. And I felt the Lord say right then, that's what's happening in this moment, in this actual moment. As you worship, as you focus on Jesus, we've had all the fun and all the laughter and all the silliness. And as we just looked at Jesus and sang those songs in this moment, burdens were beginning to lift and tears beginning to flow and healing beginning to come. And I can't think that in a room of 500 women, there aren't things that need to be lifted and things that need to be healed. So, Lord, I pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the power of God to come on these women, even now as they're sitting, every single one. And, Lord, I pray that by your Spirit, you would do what you just said you were going to do in this moment, even as we talk, even as we laugh, even as we play, that you would come by your Spirit. And where there are burdens on you right now, in the name of Jesus, be lifted. And where there is pain in you right now, in the name of Jesus, be softened and healed. And where there are agonies of soul, in the name of Jesus, fall away. And I would encourage you, just in this moment or two, we'll stand quietly and wait for the Lord. And in these moments, if there is one thing above all that you came here carrying and that you don't want to go home with, just name it before God now. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there is no reason this side of heaven why you should take home any burden or any pain or anything of anguish that you came with and want to let go. So Lord, we thank you for your ministry. And we thank you that you ministered to us through laughter and through tears and through singing and through silliness and through the scriptures and by your Spirit. And we thank you for your presence right now. And the people said, Amen. 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 I just want you to practice, because when you get to heaven, you will find. Just saying, all those angels will be falling down and saying, Amen. Good, right. And now I can go home, because I've taught you all you really need to know for the equipping of the saints. You people are nothing short of hilarious. I mean, I have never, ever, I was just thinking, at 9 o'clock in the morning, had such a laugh over urinals, plumbing systems, wet nursing, abandoned babies. I just think you're nuts. I think you're bonkers. And I think darling Brenda Gatlin is simply reaping what she's sown for years. You're just bonkers. We had a women's conference, and a slightly modest one actually compared with all of this, in a church down in Winchester actually it was. And the girl that did the notices was so hysterical, and I hadn't gone through it with her, which was a mistake. And she said, now, we've opened the men's loos. We call them loos, which is very vulgar. They wouldn't have done that in Downton Abbey. The lavatories. We've opened the men's, she said, and what the only thing I need you to know is that those things on the wall are not wash basins. And so they filled them with flowers. And the next day, the men couldn't believe it. They went in and all these flowers everywhere. It was very sweet. It was very tasteful. And it was nicely done. But you are terribly funny. You're nuts. And I love it. I can't tell you how at home I feel. So I am, as Brenda very sweetly said, I'm Eleanor Mumford and I'm married to John, and together we have been a part of the Vineyard movement now for very nearly 30 years. I will tell you some of my story, but we went out to Anaheim in 1985 and we went there for 3 months and we stayed for 19 and we went back to London in 1987. We never knew when to leave, and we went back in 87 with two small children, one was 6 and one was 6 months, and enough money for a month. And John Wimber said to us, laid hands on us, sent us off, said, go and do this thing, and if it is the Lord, the rest of the money will come. Which was a hairy way to start. But it was very wise and very wonderful. And that's where all this began. And so we started a small group, and then it went to two groups, and then it went to three, and then we all met together in the local pub, because there was nowhere else. We wanted somewhere that was warm, somewhere that had car parking, somewhere that wasn't churchy, and somewhere where men would come. Seemed pretty pragmatic. So we went to the pub. And indeed they did, and they started getting saved, and the church started to grow. And we went from one school to another, and we grew and we grew. And God had great favour, and I'll tell you some of the stories. But the upshot was that over the course of the next, I think, 27 years, or whatever it was, we have now got, it's probably longer than that, it's the best part of 30 years. We started in 87. The best part of 30 years, there are now 120 Vineyard churches in the UK, and the thing is flying. Marvellous. Marvellous. And you people are a part, as we often say, of something so much bigger than you know, so much more farther flung than any of us realise. And just last summer, John and I handed over the leadership of the Vineyard in the UK and Ireland, which we then did, of course, and we handed it over to our amazing successors. And Debbie Wright, John and Debbie Wright. Debbie Wright came here a year or two ago. Do you remember her? I mean, what a girl. Such a glamour patch. She's just fabulous. And she and her husband, we love them. They've been with us all the way through, and they now have been called and are leading the Vineyard in the UK and Ireland. And John and I have sort of stepped prophesied and are now doing a little bit more with traveling and encouraging vineyard movements in different parts of the world. And I have to tell you, people, the Lord is on the move. Aslan is on the move. And it's from one end of the world.